Chapter 45. Aged in the day, when she had laid the supper cloth, the bridge was lowered to give her means of egress, and she withdrew for the night. The supper was excellent, and though the castle was rather subject to dry rot insomuch that it tasted like a bad nut, and though the pig might have been farther off, I was heartily pleased with my whole entertainment. Nor was there any drawback on my little turret bedroom, beyond there being such a very thin ceiling between me and the flagstaff, that when I lay down on my back in bed, it seemed as if I had to balance that pole on my forehead all night. Wemmick was up early in the morning, and I am afraid I heard him cleaning my boots. After that, he fell to gardening, and I saw him from my Gothic window pretending to employ the aged, and nodding at him in a most devoted manner. Our breakfast was as good as the supper, and at 8:30 precisely we started for Little Britain. By degrees, Wemmick got drier and harder as we went along, and his mouth tightened into a post office again. At last, when we got to his place of business and he pulled out his key from his coat collar, he looked as unconscious of his Walworth property as if the castle and the drawbridge, and the arbor and the lake, and the fountain and the aged, had all been blown into space together by the last discharge of the stinger. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.